La première question, the first question, will go to Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Chris.
I was wondering if you received any more information about the players from the Western Hockey League, like Gouley and or Fairbrother, on when they'll be reporting back to their respective teams.
Well, we're always in communication, but you know, it's not our job to talk about what the WHL is doing and requirement until it's fully public. But we do have a conversation with every league, to be honest, to see what's going on. And, you know, obviously the junior player being here, it's not real, really. It's not realistic in the normal season. So, but it's not our job to talk about the WHL. They have to, you know, do their work. And same thing with the OHL, we just kind of comply to what they're doing.
Should we expect players like Gouley or Fairbrother to play this week?
Well, like I said, it's difficult to talk about lineup. That being said, if they're available to play, there's chances we're going to see them for sure. We like those guys. We get to see Fairbrother for one game. And like I said, as soon as I got the green light for Gouley, he's going to be in the lineup. That's for sure, 100%. But because of the new reality, you know, we got to wait for everything before we announce lineup.
And I know you've had a long relationship with Pascal Vaissant, the coach from the Moose coming up. I think you won even a championship as teammates back in in the 90s. Is it special always when you coach against him and his team?
Well, it's not so much about the coaching part as much as, you know, to see the guy and, you know, to he's a good man. I really liked him. You know, I got the chance to be with him in Dom Ducharme, just fresh off retiring. When I went to the media, I had the best of both worlds. I got to see the media side, and then I was working with the Montreal Junior for 3 years, and Pascal was a GM coach, so I got a chance to learn from him on the GM side, because he was pretty open about how things worked out, and on the coaching side. So it gave us a lot of freedom. Me and Dom Ducharme to coach and work with the player. So when I bought the team, the junior team, it was actually, you know, I already had experience and he was part of it to welcome me with open arms. And you're right, we worked together. He's a good man and I like him tons.
And I know you're competitive. Are there any steak dinners on the line for the end of this week?
No, there's no steak dinner. I've spoke with him a couple of times. You know, during the fall and the beginning of the winter, but you know, it's he has a job to do. I have a job to do. We can take care of our own job, and our job is double duty, right? It's to work with our farm team, but to work with the Montreal Canadiens to what they need and what they have. So we both understand the reality. Obviously, in the normal world, we'd be seeing each other before games, after practice, talking, drinking a coffee and chatting about life and a bit about hockey. Obviously we keep our organization reality to ourselves. We don't exchange information, but we do exchange on each other. So that would be a normal, typical day that we would play against each other. It was the same thing with Sheldon Keefe that I know very well, and Ben Grew, and guys that, you know, obviously have a relationship as a player or as a coach in another league. But it's probably going to be a little different this year because of COVID, obviously.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. La prochaine question, Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
As well, kind of, I'll piggyback off of your past experience a little bit. Just with this year, we talk about the managing the lineup and things like that a lot. How much does your experiences doing both coach, GM, managing rosters come into play with this? And obviously you're working with Mark a lot with that as well, but I mean, how much does that experience come into play with the situation?
Well, I say it for coach, for player, and I'll say the same thing for a hockey guy. You know, you can go to the University of Hockey, and I was very lucky because I kind of did. I had you know, partner like Quebecor that believe in me. We bought a junior team together and they gave me the key and they say, you're going to be president, GM, and do whatever you want, man. We believe in you. Never told me what to do. Never told me why you're doing this or second guessing. They believed in me 100%. So I gave me the confidence and to trust my instinct to learn. And if you look at parallel to that, Tom Reddy, Scott Smith, and Scott Salmon believed in me at Hockey Canada for 5 years. So to manage, you know, World Junior program and U17 program and being in their family. So you combine the both together as the luckiest man on earth, to be honest, to be able to be a president, GM, coach, and then to be managing program with, you know, people like I just mentioned at Hockey Canada. Like, you know, how much experience you can get there. I mean, there's no better, if you ask me, which would be the best setup for you to learn how to manage player and manage stuff. This is great. This is, you know, we used to have camp with 104 player in U17 with Sean Bullock. We had to work schedule for 104 player, 112 player, and World Junior 68 players. And so there's a lot of the experience we got from our junior days or even Hockey Canada. So yeah, you're right. I'm not overwhelmed by it. I'm glad I've got to live all this.
And going into this week, obviously a different opponent, but does it help to have some game film of your own to, you know, you mentioned a lot that you're a teacher, you're teaching these guys as well. Does it help to have some actual game film to look at with these guys now?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. So you have to understand, like, everybody has their own strategy. I have my own in some way to teach and stuff, but I really believe in debrief. So after games, good or bad, we do debrief and we talk about it. And I will ask questions to the players. So the debrief scrimmage, we did it. We did that. We filmed practices during the 3 weeks we were together. But it's not the same. Like I told you guys, at one point, they have enough. So we have to find a time to talk about it when the emotion is lower, when, you know, we can use a big screen. And we were very lucky here at Miti because we got an unbelievable place. Like there's no... Don't worry, at home, there's no confinement where we sit guys in a small room to do video. We have the whole place to ourselves, and the Jumbotron is as big as a movie theater. So they have the distension, like, no problem. So we're very lucky to be able to do that because we wouldn't be able to do that in a video room if we were in a normal setting. So we're kind of lucky here at the Bell Center, to be honest. And we take that time, you're right, to look at film. And, well, we do good, but stuff we got to be careful and what we can do better.